The next few Mishnayos talk about wooden benches and chairs and stools. And although, of course, these cannot contain and hold anything inside of them, they don't have an inside, nevertheless, they are able to become tomei, because they are designated for a purpose that supports the weight of a person for him to sit down on it. And there is a rule that is mentioned in Maseches Nidah. It's not mentioned explicitly anywhere in our Masechta, but we've come across the rule many times in the Mishnayos that anything that can become tomei via the transfer of Tumas Midros, which is when a Zov, or somebody with a similar level of impurity, sits on it, then the Kli itself will have the same level of impurity that the Zov himself has, an Av HaTumah, a primary level of impurity, which can make even a person or another Kli tomei. Anything which has that severe level of impurity can also become tomei via any other kind of impurity. So since it is designated for the purpose of supporting the weight of somebody, it doesn't need to have a container and be a bit able to hold things for it to become tomei. Begins the Mishnah, Safsal Shenithal Echad Miroshov, if one of the ends of a bench, that is to say, one of the legs of the bench, gets taken off, tohar, that bench can no longer become tomei because it's no longer useful as a bench. You can't sit straight on it. Nitol Hasheni, if the other leg gets taken off and now the bench has no legs, then tohar, it also cannot become tomei, since it's useless as a bench. It's pretty thin, the seat of the bench, so people would just as well sit on the floor, and it doesn't really make a difference for them to be able to sit on that thin seat of the bench. However, if it has a height or a thickness of at least a tefach, then people would already prefer to sit on there rather than sit on the floor, and tomei would be able to become tomei because it does still serve the purpose of a seat to a certain extent. Shirafraf, a footstool used for resting one's legs on, he would place at the end of his chair wherever he's sitting, and basically this was shaped in exactly the same way as the bench. It's just got one piece of wood going horizontally with two legs going down on its sides, just that of course this footstool would be lower and much smaller. But in this case, if Shanitl Echa Miroshov, if one of the legs gets taken off, tomei, it can still become tomei. Via Tumas Midros, it's considered to be something that supports the weight of the person's legs at least, and it would still be able to become tomei because even if it's placed on its side with the one leg that remains, it can still be used as a footstool. It wouldn't be flat, but it can still serve a very similar purpose, and therefore it's still has the status of a kli that is not totally broken, and it would be able to become tomei. And the same applies to the stool that is placed in front of the katedra, which is a kind of chair, either that is used by a very important person, similar to a throne. Others explain that it refers to a chair in which people would sit when going in a wagon. This was the way to be comfortable even when traveling in a wagon. Be it as it may, it was high up, so there would usually be a kind of low stool for them to step on in order to get to that throne, to be able to sit on it. And once again, even if one of the legs comes off and it won't be able to be laid flat, it can still be used for that same function, albeit with a slight measure of difficulty, but it can still be used for that purpose, and therefore it would still have the status of a kli that can become tomei. Mishnah Dalet, Kisei Shel Kala, a chair used by a bride. This was decorated very beautifully, and it had armrests, and essentially the armrests were just the legs of the chair, which continued going upwards a bit more on the two sides of the chair, so that she would be able to rest her arms on the sides. If these pieces of wood, the slats of wood which are on the sides of the chair, come off, the actual seat of the chair still remains, as well as the legs. On the sides of the legs, that doesn't remain, but the four corners still exist, the four corner pieces which serve as legs. So it can still be used as a regular seat, but of course a bride would never sit on there. Beshamai say that it can still become tomei via Tumas Midras, because it's considered to be a seat. Until now it was a seat, and now it's a seat. The fact that a bride specifically won't sit on it doesn't bother us. It still can be used as a seat, so it can become tomei. Or they still matarin, but interestingly, Rabbi Hillel say that it can no longer become tomei, because since it's not fit for its original purpose of a bride sitting on it, although a regular person can still sit on it and it can be used as a chair, since its original purpose was for a bride and it's no longer fit for that original purpose, it's considered to be a broken kli. It's not now considered to be a regular seat. It's a broken seat of a bride. So it has the status of a broken kli and therefore can no longer become tomei. Shammai Omei Shammai says, Not only is it true that this would be able to become Tomei, but af Malbein shall kisei Tomei. Even the frame of this chair would be able to become Tomei, even if its inner slats came off, as long as there is four legs of the chair, and the outer slats on which one sits still exist. Even if the middle part of the seat no longer is there, you're still able to sit on the edges of the chair, and even that would be able to become Tomei, according to Shammai himself. Continues the Mishnah, Kisei Shekvoi Ba'areva, a chair that somebody fixed into a kneading bowl. This was a very large bowl in which they would knead large quantities of dough. If somebody has a chair and he fixed it to the side of this bowl, so that I guess he would be able to sit there whilst kneading the dough, B'Shamay Metamin, B'Shamay say that it can still become Tomei, just like until now this was used as a seat, as a chair. The fact that you attached it to the kneading bowl does not remove the status, the independent status of the chair as being considered a chair, which means that it can still become Tomei via Trumas Midras. The actual kneading bowl can also become Tomei. After all, it's a container. However, it can only become Tomei with regular levels of impurity. But it's not designated for supporting the weight of a person, so the rest of the bowl cannot become Tomei via Trumas Midras if a Zov supports his weight on it. But this part, the chair which has been fixed to it, would be able to become Tomei according to Beis Shammai with Trumas Midras even. However, Vesel Matarin, Vesel say that it cannot become Tomei via Trumas Midras anymore because it's considered to be a secondary part of the bowl. He attached it so that he would be able to sit there and knead the dough, so it's considered to be assisting in the function of the bowl. Again, when I say bowl, I mean a very large area which has rims around it. And because of that, it cannot become Tomei via Trumas Midras, and only regular levels of impurity would apply to it, just like it applies to the rest of this rimmed area. Shammai Omer, Shammai himself says, af he'osui bo, even if a seat was originally carved into this rimmed area, as the diagram can show, even then, that part of it would be able to become Tomei as via the transfer of Trumas Midras, because that part of the rimmed area is designating for sitting on. The other opinions mentioned by Shammai Mesilel argue on this, because that's not considered to be independent at all of the rest of the kli, so it just has the same status as the rest of the rimmed area, and that is not designated for sitting on, so none of that would become Tomei via Trumas Midras, even the part which is designated for sitting. Mishnah Hey, Kisei Shlo HaYuchipu of Yotzin, a chair whose slats which are on top of the chair, meaning the place where one sits on the chair, the wooden slats going horizontally, if they do not protrude beyond the edges of the legs of the chair, so exactly where the leg goes upwards and it ends, that's where the slats begin to go horizontally. The niklu, even if the slats get taken off of the chair, Tomei, the chair can still become Tomei, shekein darkeles material tzidov yeshivalov, because the normal thing to do in such a case would just be to turn the chair over onto its side and sit on the side. We're talking about a case where there aren't just four legs in the corners of the chair, but rather all of the side, the entire sides of the chair are filled up with the legs, such that you're able to just turn the chair over onto its side and sit on what was the legs. This is only true, of course, however, if the slats don't protrude further outwards, because we're not talking about a case where all of the slats of the seat come off. Some of the slats came off. If there still remains some slats which protrude beyond the side of the chair, that prevents you from turning the chair over and sitting on the side, because it wouldn't sit straight, it wouldn't be flat. Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah talks about a case where the slats do protrude outward slightly, but nevertheless, there could be a case where it would still be able to become Tomei even if part of the slats came off. Because the question needs to be asked, how many of the slats came off? Which ones? Where were those slats positioned? And the classic chair or stool that we are talking about had three wooden slats, one next to the other. And the Mishnah says that Kisei Shenitel Chepur Hemtsoi, if the middle slat comes off, but the two outer slats, which are horizontal on which one would sit, those still are attached to the chair. Tomei, this stool can still become Tomei, because one is able to sit on the edges of the chair. Now, if only one of the outer slats remained, then you're not able to sit there, because as soon as you would sit down, it would cause the chair, the stool, to just fall forward, because it's not balanced. But if there is also a slat on the other side, then you are able to sit on either side and it would remain flat, you can sit there. What happens if nitlu hachitzonim, the two outer slats come off, v'entzoikayom, and only the middle slat remains, tomei, the stool can still become tomei. Because although it's less convenient, you are still able to sit on such a stool. Rabbi Shimon says that's only im ha'roch of tefach. If that remaining slat had a width of at least a tefach, so then you're able to sit on it, although tefach itself is not very wide at all, it's the width of a fist, but that's wide enough for it to be considered a seat to some degree. But if it's thinner than that, if it's narrower than that, then it can barely be considered a seat, and if that's all that remains, it would no longer be able to become tomei via Tumas Midras, because it's not designated for the purpose of supporting his weight. And whether or not it can become tomei with regular kinds of impurity will be the subject of the next Mishnah. Although in order to become tomei with regular impurity, it would need to contain and hold things, there would usually be an inside of the chair that could be used to store things. So that will be the subject of the next Mishnah.